USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed two payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918. More than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession, American basketball star Brittany Griner is to appear in court Monday for a preliminary hearing ahead of her trial in Russia. Democrats continue to attack the Supreme Court and the Constitution over their Roe v. Wade responsibility handoff to the states. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, on ABC News.
They have burned whatever legitimacy they may still have had after their gun decision, after their voting decision, after their union decision. They just took the last of it and set a torch to it.
We are USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
The Colorado Avalanche won hockey Stanley Cup Sunday with a 2-1 victory on the road against two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Forward Mika Rantanen on KUSA 9 in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, it's surreal, you know. That's what you dream of when you watch hockey when you're 5 years old and just dream about playing in the NHL, and you never really like think about winning it until it's actually there, and it's hard to describe. I'm so happy.
A Staten Island ShopRite employee is under arrest for attacking former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Sunday. Police say Daniel Gill, 39 years old, slapped Giuliani on the back while he was handing out flyers at the store. Gill is facing a second-degree assault charge for hitting a senior citizen. Giuliani was at the ShopRite, stumping for his son Andrew Giuliani's run for governor. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
President Trump in Mendon, Illinois over the weekend.
I promise to nominate judges and justices who would stand up for the original meaning of the Constitution and who would honestly and faithfully interpret the law as written. We got almost 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices confirmed to do exactly that. And thanks to the courage found within the United States Supreme Court, this long divisive issue will be decided by the states and by the American people. That's the way it should have been many, many years ago, and that's the way it is now.
President Trump cut his Save America rally short Saturday night due to inclement weather. Before leaving, he denounced the damage President Biden and Democrats have done to the country. Thousands affected by a deadly earthquake in eastern Afghanistan last week are in need of clean water and food and are at risk of disease, an Afghan health ministry official said on Sunday. A United Nations agency warned of a cholera outbreak in the region. The United States Football League is down to their final game of the season. The championship game between the Birmingham Stallions and the Philadelphia Stars will be played in Canton, Ohio, Sunday afternoon. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.